Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Thank you for coming to my channel. And this is about that coup d'etat in Benin, or attempted coup d'etat. Well, curiouser and curiouser. And the odd thing is it comes hard on the heels of the Burkina Faso coup d'etat. So perhaps a copycat thing. Now, Benin is there on the coast of West Africa. There's the Bight of Benin, but not to be confused with Benin City, which lies in Nigeria. So that's just to the east. So Benin, formerly a German colony from the Congress of Berlin, 1885, to the end of the First World War. And then at the Treaty of Versailles, the League of Nations mandate allotted it to France, and France governed it until they conferred independence upon the Republic of Benin in 1960, but French is still its official language. So it's being independent longer than it was a colony. Now, when... African countries mostly became independent in the 60s. Coup d'etat soon started. Togo was the first one, the neighbor of Benin, just to its west, the first one to have a coup d'etat. And then they became very, very common. And there was a coup d'etat almost every year in some African country or other. But there they become less frequent. Democracies become more embedded. The Organization of African Unity rebaptized itself the African Union in about 2000 and said, we can't have this because governments are falling out nine pins. Any general will say, well, that's it. I'm out of the civilian government and I'm going to proclaim a military junta and so forth. So here we need continuity of our institutions. People know what's happening. It's a more attractive investment climate and so forth. The constitution will not be held in abeyance. People don't want their civil liberties abridged and so forth. Anyway, some soldiers, they claim to seize power, taking over a television studio, making a broadcast in Cotonou, the capital city, where there were various blasts. This appeared to be an airstrike. So what on earth happened? So it seemed that people tried to overthrow the president. Somehow Nigeria got to hold, found out about it. The Nigerian Air Force went in and launched some airstrikes upon the coasters. Now, Nigeria obviously is the regional superpower. Nigeria's got 20% of the population of Africa, so the most populous country on the continent. And as Benin's neighbor. So just by sheer size, with as over 200 million people, that means that they can afford something and they've got a lot of oil revenue, a considerable air force, navy, army, and just so many troops and so forth. So the president of Nigeria disclosed that, yes, the Nigerian Air Force flew in there and it bombed a certain military camp and so forth. That's it. And Benin had been one of the countries been relatively free from coups, a mostly democratic system. So Patrice Talon is there. And he said that they were the coupsters were bested and this was treason, but they must be brought to book. So the president is 67 and he was near the end of his second term, if I've got that right. So some people have been apprehended, are going to be charged in relation to this attempt to overthrow the constitutional order. Only 14 of them. Well, how could you do that with such a small group? I mean, there used to be very, very few. The day the Dogs of War, that Frederick Forsyth novel, it was turned into a film about people who tried to overthrow a government in a fictive African country. And the lessons of that one are come at night, come by sea, where possible, act quickly, decisively. And when people wake up in the morning, it's all over. The previous president is dead, fled in prison. Dead is best. If he's in prison, do you put him on trial? Do you not? Do you execute him? Do you not? If you do, you seem cruel. If you don't, you seem weak. If he escapes, is he going to make a comeback? Is he going to be criticizing you from abroad? If you keep him in prison, there might be a campaign to release him. Is he going to escape? Is he going to get rescued? So the people can't be loyal to him if he's dead. But, you know, the world might react very badly to that, say that was evil of the president, say we don't like the precedent set of presidents getting killed and so forth. Anyway, so some people have been arrested because of that. There was shooting near the president's palace in the middle of the night. But the president obviously wasn't killed or captured. So foreign citizens have been told to basically stay off the streets. So, wow, I'm not sure if anyone was killed in this. So the Benin army is sometimes fighting on its northern frontier some of these Al-Qaeda and Islamic State types. Benin's an overwhelmingly a Christian country. So why was there the attempt to overthrow him? Well, they obviously wanted the president out. Somebody else wanted to be there. There wasn't an obvious leader they had. But there is some economic difficulty. There's been less spending on medical care and so forth. Taxes have gone up, and people claim that President Talon is stifling the economy and free expression. So President Talon, he used to be a major farmer and cotton dealer and so on. He's groomed his successor. He thinks Rommel Ouédraogo should become next, who's currently Minister for Finance. We shall see. But there's been steady economic growth. He's one of the more prosperous countries in West Africa, partly because you know what's happening. The water electricity is not being cut off. The transport system is in decent nick. Almost every child gets to go to school, and the place functions. The dysfunctionality of some African countries is galling, though they tend to be getting better. It's not too overcrowded and stuff like that. And the thing like oil, as there is in Nigeria. So the presidential term is 7 years, to serve 2 years maximum. And the current president said he is going to stand down. So in Guinea, not long ago, there was a coup d'etat. Mali, Niger. So it seemed the coup d'etats were a thing of the past, but in the past few years, they've increased. Likewise in Gabon. So what on earth is happening? But the African Union and this regional organization for West Africa denounced the coup d'etat, said the constitution must not be overthrown. And that's it. We have to uphold the legitimate president because if he's going to be overthrown, another one will be overthrown, and so on. So the African Union says, we're not going to allow this. This must not stand. And it seems to have worked. But it were not for that fraternal support of Nigeria, maybe the Kusas would have got away with it. So perhaps they didn't act quickly and decisively enough. Maybe there just weren't enough of them. And that's a difficulty with the Kusas, because if they say, we're thinking of a third of the president, do you want another plot? Every time you try and bring somebody into the circle of trust, there's a danger that he or she is going to go to the president and say, hey, there's a plot against you, and run up the coosters. But, you know, someone cannot overthrow a government on his own. He or she has got to bring enough people in to effectuate the coup, but not so many that one of them, and you can't tell who is going to let the cat out of the bag, either deliberately or accidentally. So that is the risk for them. And very often it was the military did it because they've got the guns. Sometimes it was someone else within the regime, another cabinet minister in a civilian government, and military governments, indeed military dictatorships, were not uncommon in Africa. Times, obviously, coup d'etats have taken place all over the world, literally at the state, or in German, a putsch, as in literally a punch. So why would they do that if there is hyperinflation, if they think the civilian government has completely failed, has lost all legitimacy, because maybe there was a completely fraudulent election, or is simply failing to carry out its governmental duties, and there might be a complete loss of confidence in that. So in some places, like in Pakistan or in Turkey, in past decades, military coups have been greeted with general relief, thinking that the military can get things done. Right, so there we are. Anyway, I think it's a good thing that the coup d'etat has been defeated. It would have to be a very, very desperate situation before that was the right option. You subscribe on Patreon, PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.